B-Pod Studios.
97.5 The Fanatic.
Adam, we were just talking about the fact that it seems like every fan base, and I like to go and read how each city sort of covers. I use my Flipboard on the app and go and read how each city covers their team. And it seems like it's not only Philadelphia that are finding fault with really, really good teams.
Well, who else has done it, John? But before we get to that, by the way, one final point on San Francisco. You talk about their defense. They're still missing their best defensive lineman, Eric Armstead, who could be back this week. They're still missing Javon Kinlaw from their defensive front. And if they get back both those guys, and they'll get back Armstead, and I think they'll get back Kinlaw at some point in time. If they get them both back, oh boy, that defense is tough. And they haven't given up a point in the second half of the last, I think, five games.
They are. They're brutal, man. There are so many. This looks like a really, really rugged NFC, which I think for the Eagles makes it even more critical that they get that number one seed. Is it not?
Yeah, but San Francisco has a defense that travels like that. I mean, they're going to run the ball and they're going to play defense, and it's just a tough team. Look, Philly should be the number one seed. Philly should have home field advantage through the playoffs. It's not going to be easy to come into Philly, but it can be done. They're good teams. And they're good teams in the NFC. It's pretty loaded. So, can you imagine if the NFC East put out all four playoff teams? Yeah, that'd be incredible too.
Do you see the especially like Giants and Commanders this week? Do you think the Giants have sprung a fatal leak that they're just starting to finally find out who they are?
Well, John, I don't know that it's fatal. Look, they're in a good spot, and they're in a much better position than a lot of people expect them to be. And I think they are what they are. They're a good team. They're a flawed team. They've got some needs and some issues, like most teams, let's be honest. But some of theirs have shown up the last couple of weeks. They lost to Dallas. I don't know if they're fatal. Like, they're still in position to be able to make the playoffs. And it's more important then that you're healthier and starting to play better football, and how they're going to be playing in a month, we'll see. But if they can get into the dance, that's all you want right now. And by the way, if they get into the dance, their season has to be considered a huge success. Huge, because nobody thought that they would be there at the end.
Shefty, we're all pretty well versed on high ankle sprains and broken bones and the such, but lacerated kidney. I don't know a whole lot about it. I've been trying to look up different things. We've had a couple athletes in town that have had it. But what are you hearing as far as C.J. Gardner-Johnson? What are you hearing, if anything, about this injury that he has and maybe a time frame?
Well, you know, what's interesting here is that I think that all these Eagle guys now are going to start to be grouped into the same category where you're not going to have to rush to bring them back because of the position that they're in. And I think Dallas Goedert will be back later this season. I think Jordan Davis will be back later this season. I think Davis will be the first one back. Then it'll be Goddard, and then maybe Chauncey Gardner-Johnson. And they don't have to rush him back, but I do think he'll play again this year. You know, you can't mess around. They got the right people there making the decisions medically, and they're not going to do something silly or foolish. When he's ready to play, he'll be back in there, and my sense is it'll be towards the end of the regular season, just a guess.
Sense is Jordan Davis is back this week? We had N'Kobe Dean on yesterday, and he said he says he's healthy.
He's eligible to be activated off IR this week?
Yes.
Unless there's a setback, I think there's a real chance that he's activated. Yeah, and by the way,
they could certainly use him this week.
Yeah, but what I was going to say is, okay, I think there's a good chance he's back this week. And if it's not this week, then maybe it's the next week. Unless he's had a setback that I don't know about. I don't know, but I know that initially when he was put on IR, the feeling was that he would be back when that expired, the 4 weeks expired. And if that is this week, then I would think he is going to play. But even if he doesn't play this week, he's not far away. He'll be back soon.
97.5 The Fanatic.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music.
Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
97.5 The Fanatic.
Shefty, the ups and downs of the NFL is something that we go through every year from team to team. What teams in the NFC specifically do you see getting better at this time of the year? And maybe you're confident that they can carry that on out to the playoffs.
Well, the 49ers, you brought them up, right? Like, they're making a run here where Seattle was in first, and now I think the 49ers have overtaken them for that spot. And that's a team that you're looking at getting better and better. And, you know, to me, Bob, like, so many of these other teams are going the other way right now. The Rams are going the other way. The Cardinals are going the other way. The Seahawks have lost some recent games, right? Like, the Detroit Lions are playing better football, but they're not going to make the playoffs, so it doesn't really matter very much. Everyone from the East is getting in right now as it currently stands. And the South is not a very good division. I mean, so really, the NFC is a pretty simple conference to break down. We talk about teams that are getting better. Dallas is getting better, it feels like. Philly's just been good all year long, even though it's popped some warts lately and shown some issues. And San Francisco seems to be getting better. Is that where you were going with that? Like Dallas and San Francisco?
Yeah, I guess you would have to say it. And they seem to be, because I'm sure you see this all the time, but I always look at teams during a season. Are you getting better at the right time? You say they sprung some warts, the Eagles. They have, to be sure. It looks like those warts could be cleared easily when they get injuries back. But the rise of Dallas, the rise of San Francisco, to me, seems like it's coming at a perfect time.
Well, you could say that the rise of the Cowboys is coming, too. I mean, they beat up on the Vikings, and they didn't beat up on the Giants on Thanksgiving Day, but they played well, and they just feel like, you know, at some point they're going to get back Tyron Smith on the offensive line. Dallas feels like it's coming on and going the right way to me. That's how it feels. Dallas and San Francisco are the two that stand out.
You can't forget, though, what's coming up tomorrow, Shefty, with the Cowboys. December.
What's tomorrow with the Cowboys?
December.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, so seriously, it is December. Let's not get carried away here. It is December.
Yeah, they have not exactly been Mr. Decembers, right?
No, they have not been. I mean, it's one of those things. When you look at the Eagles last month, the Houston game where they're tied in the fourth quarter with the Texans, the loss to the Commanders, the struggle to beat the Colts, having to come back with two touchdowns late, and then last Sunday's game. Do you see this as more of a lull? Or do you see this as more injuries created a situation that has slowed this team down?
Or both, right? Like, you could have all those things happening, John, all at once. Like, you could have a little bit of a lull. You could be injured. You could be injured, which causes you to have that lull. And so I think it's all interconnected. Again, let me say this. They ran for, what was it, 360 the other night?
It was crazy.
I don't remember the exact. Right? Here's the deal. If you're running the football like that, anywhere like that in the postseason, you're going to be in every game and have a chance, a good chance to win every game. So I don't care that they're in a lull. I don't care that they're hurt because a lot of these guys are going to be back by the start of the postseason. In fact, I'll venture to say all of them will be back for the postseason. The key is not to lose any others along the way. And if that's the case and they're running the football and they're healthier, well, then all you can do is go take your best shot and take your chances, because at that point, you're in a good spot. You're in the position you want to be in.
You think Jalen Hurts is the leader for the MVP?
I wouldn't say leader. Look, he's right there in the conversation with Patrick Mahomes, right? And who else is up there right now? It's those two.
It can't be Josh Allen.
That's pretty much it.
Yeah, it's Mahomes and it's Hurts.
Do you vote, Shefty?
You can make an I do not vote.
Oh, okay. Yeah, if you had to vote right now, it'd be one of those two guys.
Yeah, oh yeah, definitely. Yeah. I mean, those are the two guys. Those are the two guys.
I think you might be itching towards voting for Jalen Hurts.
I think I'm open-minded and recognize that it's almost the month of the Dallas Cowboys and that I reserve the right to change my mind in the month of December. Like, it'll be decided at that point in time which guy wins that award. But, yeah, I think those are the two guys you're looking at winning the MVP.
I think when I saw Vegas the other day take the Eagles out of the number one spot, the betting favorites for the Super Bowl, and put San Francisco up there, I think a lot of people are thinking the same things you are.
Well, that's a little crazy. And you know what's also amazing about that is that the 49ers traded 3 ones for Trey Lance, who so far hasn't worked out, far. And they're still in the position that they are. Wow.
I have people argue with me all the time about Jimmy Garoppolo going, oh, yeah, but what? Jimmy Garoppolo's terrible. He's nothing. And I'm just like, all they do is manage it. All he does is he manages, he's Phil Sims.
Let me say this. Jimmy Garoppolo is a good quarterback. He's a good quarterback. And that is going to be mark my words on this one. That is going to be a really interesting situation because they can't tag him. They can't automatically just keep him. And I could name you, probably three, four other teams that may have an interest in Jimmy Garoppolo next season. And if that's the case, and let's just say that the 49ers lose him, which I think is possible.
I hope they do.
What do they do?
Yeah, I hope they do.
What do they do?
Well, they got to use Trey Lance.
I know, but nobody knows whether the guy can play. Nobody.
No, but I think that'd be great. That's all what I'm rooting for. I would love to see that happen.
By the way, we saw him early on. We saw him early on with that team this year. How'd he do?
Yeah. Hey, Shefty, have a great week. We'll look forward to talking to you next week after they beat the Titans this Sunday.
Enjoy the December Dallas Cowboys.
There you go, buddy.
Thanks, Shefty.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.